Good morning, world. USA.
Good morning, world.
England. England swings. Okay, as I've heard. Okay, this is the Mike and Abe show. And I'm Abe. Mike is here.
And I'm Mike.
And Mike is on the mic. All right? Mike, what kind of week has it been in New York?
It's been a wild and woolly week in New York. It's just, I've come to the conclusion as we dissect this Uber mess by our soon-to-be ex-mayor de Blasio, because he's got people coming in out of the woodwork now who want to run against him. They weren't running against him, and they said they're not running, and now all of a sudden there's been this onslaught in New York City of people who are flirting with the idea of running for mayor. There is Eric Adams, there's Christine Quinn, there's a couple of other folks who are now said, oh, no, no, I'm not running, I'm not running, I'm not running. Then they've been very visible on some events. So, and the other thing I noticed with Uber is the full-time Uber drivers are getting screwed.
Right.
And what Uber is now is just a bunch of guys who come home from their regular job, grab their Uber car, and flood the streets of Midtown with their little black Camrys, stuffing traffic, polluting the air, and they're not even making money in the meantime. They're making pennies to do this. So it's become a complete mishmash, and the trains are just horrible. So we have a complete mess here in New York City because we have basically, I think, de Blasio's on the way out. He's done a horrible job.
So transportation in New York City is getting more difficult, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's getting difficult, and needlessly so. He has this chairperson, Yoshi. I call her chairperson Nosi.
I know. You've said that.
The more competition, more competition, more competition.
Well, listen to this, Mike.
She got the job.
Listen to this. You know, our wonderful governor, Andrew Cuomo, is for some reason hell-bent on getting Uber legalized all over New York State. Now that's just a lead-in, okay? Because there was an article that I posted on the website on the 17th of this month, which was 2 days ago, okay, about how in California, all of the Uber drivers from all over the state are flooding into San Francisco because they can't make any money in other places, so they're all going to San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, where is that article? Just for
it's
me.
On, it, it's on NYC Taxi News, okay, on the right. News page, okay, and it's dated, posted on February 17th, okay, and the headline is In-Depth Rideshare Drivers Coming into San Francisco from All Over California.
That's what I'm saying. It's a disaster.
And yeah.
I think what also is happening. Go ahead. So, and this is on the 17th. We can look.
Yeah. Let me just say that in the article is a video which I posted on our video page just 10 minutes ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning this matter, and you could, if you don't want to read the article, you can watch the video. Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Well, I think a lot of this stuff comes from. And this, again, is my opinion, it's our opinion, it's the opinion of the show, or sometimes, and it's the opinion of mine, whatever I say is my opinion, so I just want to throw that out there.
Right.
I think what all this transpires into it, they had a drastic wage raise for the minimum wage in New York State. They raised it, Cuomo and all these champions raised it from $7.25 to right around $10.30 or $11 or something, and all the little minimum wage jobs around the state dried up. So this dovetails with the MTA, the mass transit being horrible, and they're always crying about they have no money for mass transit, and the minimum wage basically scaring businesses away from hiring people. So I'm thinking maybe these two governors, in their wisdom, want to basically make these Uber cars a haven for people who are not getting those minimum wage jobs anymore. So that's their view, I think, is that the mass transit is horrible. The minimum wage jobs have disappeared. It's like, wow, we got to do something for A, mass transit, for B, for these people who don't have minimum wage jobs. oh, I know, here comes Uber. Uber's going to save the day. Yay! And all Uber's doing is flooding the streets of major cities with more cars, because
right.
theoretically they're supposed to work in their little towns
right.
like cabs with licenses. But from what you're telling me, it's becoming a joke because they're all flooding into the big cities and basically zapping any cab service in the smaller cities. So it's having the exact opposite effect.
Okay, now let me tell you about another article that's relative to this, which was written by our former commissioner, Matthew Dowse, who I want to say is probably the best TLC commissioner we ever had. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's truly his own man. Okay, and he's
right.
and he mm-hmm. and he's truly in favor of hardworking taxi drivers like you and I. Okay,
good.
And
about time someone is.
And the title of this article, it was posted yesterday on the 18th, the beginning of the end of transportation regulation as we know it. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
what he's saying is basically that all these cars, if approved by the state of New York. The Uber is approved by the state of New York, you know, to be statewide. All of these cars, just as in San Francisco, will be flooding into New York City with no way to regulate them. And many of them won't have any plates identifying them. They'll all have straight plates because, Uber wants to take everybody who owns a car and make them taxi drivers.
You know, that's what it comes down to. That's their view. That's their... You know, mission statement, as they say in corporate
mm-hmm.
America. And, I mean, they're a big billion-dollar company. That's their view. I mean, that's the view of a bunch of people who want to get rich by basically ignoring rules and putting a lot of cars on the street. I mean, but it's not up to them to make regulations and enforce laws and policy. I mean, it's just some people fly in from the West Coast and say, okay, now we want to do whatever we want. It's up to the elected politicians to step in and say, hey, no, it doesn't work like that.
You know something, Mike? Let me just say this, okay? You know, they say, look before you leap, okay?
Right.
And if they don't really understand the problem they're going to create with all of these cars, okay, which has already been created, but they're going to make it even 100 times worse, if they don't look, you know, they're not going to have any way out to say, hey, we made a mistake. We should have thought of this before this happened, right? And
right.
and how are they going to fix it after it happens?
They're going to leave the next group of politicians holding the bag.
Yeah,
that's what they're going to do.
Well, how is the
and
next?
That's what they always.
Well, how is the next group of politicians going to solve the problem? Can they?
Well, I mean, they're basically, you know, it's one thing. You can dig a hole, you can dig a grave. And I think it's up to us to ignore the people who are just uninformed and unable to grasp reality and start going to the people with common sense. I don't know how many people with common sense are left up in Albany these days, to tell you the truth. But it just has to, the public has to get education about where this is going. And I think right now everybody is in the blind because you get this Trump thing taking up all the air out of the room. I mean, you can't get regular stories in the paper anymore. Everything is Trump. So we have a job to do. And I think between you, me, we got a couple other guys like Taxi Dave doing stuff. We got the guy in Chicago, George, doing stuff. We got the guys with London Taxi Radio doing stuff, but we have to bring it out like a grassroots thing to let people know how horrible this is going to be.
I know.
And in my opinion, how illegal it is. I mean, let me talk to you. What are your views about it just being outright illegal for them to do this?
It's illegal. Hmm. Well, what more is there to say? They can't do this, but they are. Okay, and we have a little campaign going with these cards we're going to be handing out, and I did put the card on the front page of the website about how to call 311 to report an illegal street
uh-huh.
hail or an illegal hotel pickup. Okay, I want everybody listening to this to go to the front page of NYC Taxi News and read the instructions for how to how you can help stop all of this. Okay,
right,
all right.
Now, tell the folks just tuning in what exactly that card says.
Well, let me go to the source, the front page of NYC Taxi News, which I will bring up in my computer, and take me 2 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Okay, click here, and right there, it says, report illegal hotel black car pickups. Call 311. Okay, after they ask what language you want to use, you know, you pick your language. It comes in all languages. Okay? you ask for, when asked, how can we help, you say, Taxi and Limousine Commission. Next, the person will answer, say you have a driver for hire vehicle complaint. Explain what illegal activity you saw, when it happened, and where it happened. Report license plate number, make, model, and color of the car. When asked if you are available for a hearing, say yes. It's done over the phone. You do not have to appear. You can do it over the phone and not appear. That's basically what it's saying. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, the only one that has to appear is the person complained against. Okay? 311 will give you a copy of the complaint number and send you confirmation of the complaint. Within 45 days, that's 6 weeks, okay, the TLC will contact you. Ask the TLC to send you a copy of the complaint in an email so you have a record. You can then make sure the information is correct, okay? You can make, you know, having a copy, you could check it, okay? And then be available for the hearing. It's done over the phone, okay? You know, they'll give you a time to do it. And that's it. And these people will be fined $2,000 for the first offense, $4,000 for the second offense, and on the third offense, bye-bye. They're out of here. Okay, their license is revoked. Okay.
Right. Now, this is the other thing about, like, mainstreaming illegality. Because, I mean, a lot of people come to New York, they see these black four-door sedans sitting in front of hotels and these black SUVs. They're not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be sitting in front of a hotel. And this one guy, I think I saw your friend Muhammad at the airport. You told me the story, he told me the story. I think he told me the story.
Mm-hmm.
Where he got so mad at them sitting in front of the hotel, he went in. He told the doorman was like, get out of here, because a job went straight to one of these four-door sedans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, no, I'm not going to get out of here. I want to talk to your manager. So he goes into talks to a woman at the desk. She goes, oh, no, those cars work for the hotel. They're supposed to be here. They're supposed to be here. Just don't get upset. And he's like, they're not supposed to be here. You don't have a base here. You're not a black car base. I don't think this hotel has a black car base,
right?
With all the black car base necessities like a parking lot and place for parking inside the hotel. And she gave him a look, and he said he was also to start ranting and raving, but the next step was to go upstairs. So they're not supposed to be there at all. And the only people who are supposed to be there are good old-fashioned yellow cabs.
That's
what we paid for.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And whether we're paying by renewing a taxi driver license, or whether we're paying by buying a cab and a medallion, we're paying for that right of exclusivity.
That's
paying for we're not paying for competition like Chairperson Yoshi keeps saying.
I want to say this. Anybody in a hotel could legally call for one of these black cars as a prearrangement, okay?
Right.
So
right.
That's competition, okay? That's real competition. That's legal competition. Mm-hmm. But what these black cars are doing is they're just hanging out there like taxi cabs, okay?
And what they're also doing, they're also screwing the legitimate operators who are in the limousine business waiting for calls. I mean, aside from the cab, we want them to get. What about the guy who has like, you got legitimate limo businesses like you know, Skyline, you got Minuteman, you got all these companies in New York City. At what point do they start pulling their hair out because these bogus fake limos are sitting in front of these hotels all over the city? I mean, it's just but you're right. Continue with your train. Now you got me mad. I was very upset about
it. I know. Well, that's basically it, okay? Now, I want to turn your attention to our message board, okay?
Right.
We have a guy on the message board. He calls himself Hackenstein instead of Frankenstein. Okay, it's kind of funny, but he is a good guy, I think. All right, and
to tell you the truth, I'm more afraid of Hackenstein than Frankenstein. Hackenstein is scarier than Hackenstein.
Yeah, but you know, it's just a screen name he uses. All right, you know, Mm-hmm. And he put up a message this morning that sort of it got my interest, okay? We can't afford to give up any trips now. TLC, he wants to know, can we have the off-duty light back now? Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? And I thought about this, and I answered, you know, I also posted, removing the off-duty light was part of the attack as removal of the door rates was from the doors, okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
These three things would go a long way in helping us survive. And I listed three things: put the rates back on the doors, put the apps on the doors, and I'm going to tell you a little story about the apps. Okay, put the apps back on the doors and put the off-duty light back on the cab. Okay, now let me tell you a little story about the apps. Okay. I met a woman down here in Florida the other day who lives
in... Well, first of all, before we get... I've always hated the off-duty light, but go ahead. You met a woman in Florida.
No, but the off-duty light makes it easy for people to know that whether you're working or not working. Okay,
the off-duty light makes it a major league headache for that, in my opinion.
Okay, well, your opinion don't count. Okay?
Thank you very much.
It does count, Mike, but I don't agree with you, all right? Okay.
Well, I agree with me.
Okay. I met a woman the other day here in Florida who lives in Midtown Manhattan on 34th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. Right?
Right.
And I asked her, you know, what kind of taxi she uses in New York. And she says she likes Uber because they come to your door, but she doesn't like Via because they make you wait on the corner. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? And I said to her, well, did you know that the yellow taxis have apps? Oh, really? She didn't know. I says, you don't know? You know, how could you not know?
Knows.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. That's why we need the apps on the doors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, you know, how do we get everybody to know that all the apps are, that there are apps in yellow taxis? Okay?
Well, I got news for you. It's bizarre because on the TV monitor inside the cab, they keep pounding away at these people, like in my cab. Arrow, arrow, A-R-R-O, arrow, the arrow
yeah,
app,
but,
arrow,
but
arrow.
But arrow is going to tell people who are already in the taxis, you know? Okay, I understand also there's a little sign in the window of the taxis for the arrow app.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you can't see that from half a block away. Okay, you can't see that if you're walking down the street and the taxis are riding down the road. Okay, but if they put the apps on the doors, it would cost next to nothing. Okay, to do that, mm-hmm. and people will see that taxis have apps.
You know, the other thing, just jumping into that whole sticker thing. What is the deal with the we don't have the rates on the door? I mean, that's the most
insane
thing.
Well, we need the rates on the door. We need the rates on the door.
Yeah.
This was part of their attack when they decided that they were going to attack. And I'm talking about our last commissioner who resigned before he got fired. Okay.
Right.
You know, we wondered, why is he taking the rates off the door? Why is he taking away the off-duty lights? Okay. All right.
Why has something that's been on the doors of cabs for 70 years now all of a sudden need to be taken off the door? That's the question.
No reason. The reason was that they didn't want people to know that taxis are reasonably priced before they knew what was going to happen with Uber and Lyft and all these other guys, and they didn't want people to see the rates on the doors. Okay?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't take a genius.
You think it was that nefarious?
Yeah, but it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. Okay?
So I could figure it out.
Well, you have an IQ over 30, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, why were those rates taken off the doors? You know, there's no logical reason that those rates were taken off the doors other than it was some sort of planned attack. Okay?
Right.
All right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we need the rates on the doors, and we need the apps on the doors. Okay? Down here in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, the taxi apps are on the doors. Okay?
Interesting.
Okay, you go into a shopping center and you see one of those cabs. You see the app. You see the. You see you could call those cabs by apps, and those cabs are working.
And you would think that if the app sticker was incorporated into the rate sticker on the door, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, but it has to be big enough for people to see while walking down the street as the taxis ride by.
Correct.
Okay.
I would love it. I would love it. I think right now, I don't know what's going on, and I know some of the guys who are trying to get the app thing going in cabs are great guys, but at the same time, I see these other app companies just taking our lunch money every day, and they're 70 years late to the dance. I'm just wondering why our so-called taxi leaders continue to let these characters steal our business, in my opinion, right and left, and there's really no... there's no blowback. I mean, they just sit there and take it. And I'm just wondering if they have their hooks, or they're playing both sides of the street, some of these guys, or...
Are you going to be on the Taxi Dave show tonight, Mike?
That's the plan. I just got an email. I'm going to jump on Taxi Dave.
Okay, I would like you to please bring this up on the show tonight about the apps on the doors. Okay?
Oh, well, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Because maybe T-Motor... You know, Taxi Owners Association, whatever it is, Medallion Taxi Owners Association. Maybe they could petition the TLC to put the apps on the door. That's all we need is permission.
Nice.
All we need is permission. Okay? The decals don't cost a lot of money, I'm sure. Okay?
We buy decals. I mean, how much do we know how much they cost? They cost nothing these days.
A fleet could print up, 500 decals, 1,000 decals for less than $100.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? We have to petition the taxi commission to put the rates on the door and to put the apps on the door. Okay? Mm-hmm. Case closed. I have nothing else to say. Put those things on the door and get them on as soon as possible.
Right. So the old regime is supposed to be gone. We allegedly have a new mayor, a new administration. Why are we being bound by the rules of a guy who isn't even running the TLC anymore? He's totally out of the TLC. Why is the TLC and the taxi industry being ruled by a guy who is basically teaching now? He's not even in the taxi business. He's gone.
Oh, you're talking about, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Yasky.
Oh, Yasky, he's out of here.
He's totally out of here.
You know, but he was he's something to some advisor to Lyft. Okay, all right. In case you didn't know it.
How about this for a sticker we put on the door of all cabs? Lyft this.
No, put that on this. I don't know. There's so many places they could put. Put these stickers, even if it's not on the doors. It's just mind-boggling. It just blows my mind. Okay, that these apps aren't on the doors, and the rate cards aren't on the doors. Okay, and the cards that 3,500 cards were printed up for the illegal street hails. Okay, and these cards should. Hopefully go to every broker, every fleet garage, to at least put one up on the wall for drivers to see. And they're going to be handed out to as many drivers as possible. Okay, if anybody would like to volunteer to hand out some of these cards, send me an email, nyctaxinews@aol.com. That's all one word, nyctaxinews at aol.com. Okay?
And I got another thing I got to talk to you about. Our president, Donald Trump, brought up a very, very good point, what he wants to do about he wants to crack down on the lobbyists, and he wants to make sure that someone leaving government doesn't have a job with some company like on the right quick, like two or three, or like up to 2 or 3 years after they leave a government position, then and only then can they get a job with a private company. I mean, or some company that was they were regulating, like they can't get a job. For an extended period of time with the company they were regulating. And I put it to Chairman Yoshi, that I ask her to make a pledge right now that she will give her word she will not go to work for Uber, Lyft, Get, Schmidt, whatever else they have out there, until 3 years after she is out of the taxi limousine commission. That's, I ask her to do that of her own accord, without any laws, to show that she is a righteous chairperson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know...
I want her to do that.
You know, you mentioned lobbyists, okay? David Plouffe, yeah. Right? I don't know if you caught this story that's up there on our news page, okay? David Plouffe, the former Obama aide and Uber lobbyist, right? Uh-huh. He's also he has a high-ranking position with Uber, okay? Uh-huh. He was fined this week $90,000 for illegal lobbying to Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago.
Right.
Did you hear that?
He was caught lobbying for Rahm Emanuel.
No, he's illegally lobbying to Rahm Emanuel of Chicago. He was fined $90,000. The story's on NYC Taxi News. Mike, the stories that you should be reading every day? But you don't? I don't
exactly.
Know why.
I do. I've been better at reading this. Dude, it's I'm driving a cab sitting in Midtown Manhattan every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing the stories. I'm on the front line. These are stories for people who don't drive a cab every day. I drive a cab every day. I know what's good and what's bad to a large degree.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I don't mean to get on your case, okay? But
what you always get. All you can do is criticize it. It's Sunday morning, for God's sakes. What are the cabbies doing down your way? Are they getting hammered by the schmoobers?
Well, you know, cabbies will always complain, but I see them riding around and they're busy. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I do see some Uber cars and Lyft cars, but not too many. Okay? Not too many. It's like they're here but they're not here. You know, and it doesn't work out very well. I'm kind of like in the suburbs. You know, I don't know what's going on in Miami. I know that they're in Miami and things aren't that great in Miami for the taxi drivers. So I hear, okay?
Right.
But
now, what is their deal in Miami with all this stuff? I mean, are they still – what is their deal?
The deal is that they legalized them, and, you know, just like they did in New York City. Okay,
right.
But they're not getting fingerprinted. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they're not getting fingerprinted.
No.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, every week you read story after story about how about the guy in New York, the Uber driver in New York that was arrested and sentenced to 4 years in prison for gun running.
Gun running.
Did you catch that one? That was in the Daily News.
I'll dial it up when I get off the air. I mean,
the link is on now, the NYC Taxi News news page. Okay.
Now, does he? If a cabbie is running guns in his Uber car, is that a violation of taxi commission law?
Don't make me laugh, Mike.
So I'm guessing it is. You know.
I'm guessing it's not only a violation of the taxi laws, a violation of the real laws, okay?
Right,
and something the FBI would look into, all right?
We can only hope. So maybe we should be have Uber under the auspices of the FBI.
Well, they should be regulated by the FBI. That would be a great idea, okay?
Yeah, that would save a lot of trouble because they're probably all going to.
They
wind
should,
up there anyway.
You know, since they're
in my opinion,
since they're a national company, they should be regulated by the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't want to get too like neo-political, but this is kind of like falling along party lines, and one of the reasons I'm a disgruntled Democrat, and I'll fall on my sword and say I voted for Trump. Was because basically the Democrats in New York City are putting the small business people out of business. I don't know why they're doing this, but they're so busy lap dancing these globalist billionaires for campaign contributions that they've lost sight of there's the cabbie, there's the deli guy, there's the guy who sells shoes, the guy who has a little store, a little beauty parlor,
mm-hmm.
the lady with the nail salon. These are the people who are getting hammered by regulations, and it's a stranglehold on the small business community. And that's why a lot of people voted for Trump. I'll throw it out there. I mean, these are a lot. That's why a lot of Democrats voted for Trump. And across the nation, the Democratic Party is having a very tough time because they hammer the small business person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder what their plan is. I mean, you had basically, and all this stuff about immigrations. We have to support immigrants. Okay, well, how about this? You get a guy comes off the boat, literally in a lot of cases, because I talk to these guys, a first generation guy. Gets his money together, saves for 2 or 3 years, and buys a medallion. Then he can buy a house of the equity in the medallion of his cab, has a nice little thing going, and then they basically double-cross him, and this is a guy who has faith in the American system of enterprise,
mm-hmm.
and he can't even trust the city of New York to keep their word in writing about what a taxi medallion means for a guy who pays the city of New York directly $800,000, and this new regime comes in,
yeah.
and I don't know what their plan is. You know, these are first generation guys who got screwed. I mean, they're in the hook for like $800,000-$900,000, and they're buried in debt. And the one guy called in; he had a very good point. It's like, well, listen, if this is what you're going to do, could you just give me my money back?
Well, you know, if you went into a department store and you bought something and you opened the box and the product wasn't there. You know, I think you can go
right.
back and get your money, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Like, if you opened up the box and it's a pair of pants instead of a pair of shoes,
yeah.
you should
yeah.
be able to go back and say, listen, I don't want to deal with this. You can just say, listen, yeah. you're so stupid. I don't even want to go in here. I just want my money back.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think there's a law that any business that you buy something from has to back it up and refund your money within 30 days.
Okay. You know, that's an excellent law. What about the lemon law? They have the lemon law for used cars, right? What about
yeah.
the lemon law for city-issued medallions? Say, listen, this is a lemon. I
yeah.
mean, you lied about what this medallion was going to do. And I'll tell you, some lawyers say it's even a case of getting triple your money back because punitive damages. And the people doing this stuff should be disbarred. And I'm so sick and tired of the taxpayers getting stooped down the road because of the largesse and stupidity of people who are making these horrible laws. You know, I mean, it's they had this big march at Terminal 4 about first immigrants. You got a lot of them come into the country. Okay, they're in the country. So what happens? They all of a sudden they're in the country. You destroy them financially. I mean, come on. If you're going to support the immigrants, you got to support the immigrants when they become part of the system, and especially the immigrants who are buying taxi medallions directly from the city of New York. I agree with that, Cabby, 100%, and I think you might concur is that if the city wants to change the game and change the rules, say, listen, give me the money back that my medallion is worth or was worth, and let me get out of this. I mean, if you want to make this into a whole mess, you know, just give us our money back so we can leave. I mean, what's the big problem?
Well, look, you know, it's the city of New York that sold the medallions. It's the city of New York that took the money. And it's the credit right. unions that are in big trouble right now that gave the money. Okay?
Right.
Okay, that lent the money,
I mean, the credit unions, a lot of them got in the jackpot because they're thinking the same thing. They're like, look, this is an auction from the city of New York with an upset bid. Like, you couldn't even bid below a certain amount of money
right.
on the medallion. And some of these medallions apparently are below what that upset bid was 2 or 3 years ago. So it's like, listen, man, it's like, you know, I mean, I might have got screwed on the equity on the value increase of the medallion, but if I want to get out, I shouldn't have to get less than what the upset bid was at a medallion auction organized by the city of New York. I mean, that's just basic common sense, I would think.
Certainly is. It certainly is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not that common sense has anything to do with the Uber and the yellow cab situation. I mean, common sense pretty much doesn't factor in at all. But it's up to us to. I don't know if we could just say, listen, this fall, just vote opposite. I mean, just don't even look at the ballot. Just flip your vote 100% and get everybody out of there. I mean, that's
okay.
What
well, we still need to know to see who the people in this industry will support for mayor. Okay.
Right.
And that's the mm-hmm. person to vote for, okay? Because, you know, personally, I you know, it's hard for the average guy or the average person, I should say, man or woman, to really see through the cracks at what these people campaign. Okay, now when when de Blasio ran, we thought he was on our side. Okay?
Right.
And, I don't know whose side he's on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because he certainly hasn't backed us up. All right?
De Blasio did a lot. He did a lot. It's like, what do you mean did a lot? Did a lot for whom? Hasn't done a lot for us.
No. Well, we did contribute to his campaign. Okay?
Yeah.
And you can't buy political favors, okay? But we did contribute to his campaign, and all we ask of him is that he enforce the laws. Okay?
Right.
Instead, we get him this mumbo jumbo about what the of an interpretation of the law. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, what part of exclusive did they not understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Well, I mean, the part they don't understand is the laws that they wrote and the medallions that they sold. Apparently, they don't understand that. And they don't understand how it's also been working productively for all involved for damn near 80 years. 80 years.
Right.
And now they want to change all that for a maybe. And it's just mind-boggling that they're doing this. It's mystifying how they've gotten away with this for so long. But, it's one thing to do it in the court, but you got to have some people, boots on the ground. You got to have some people like you with the flyers and, you know, the little radio shows that we have with you, me, and Taxi Dave and stuff like that. But I wonder at what point do the big boys and the big girls start, you know, getting front and center and start
Mike,
their hair on fire. For
Mike, guys. You know, I read an article this morning that said that Taxi the money the taxis are taking in are considerably less than they were, and you know, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, where does it stop? You know, I mean, do we let the state of New York legalize everybody to be an Uber car and then watch them drive into New York City? Do we do that?
This is the thing. I mean, it's just at the very least. What about environmental impact studies? What about the old? Remember when we wanted to put more cabs on the road back in the 80s and the 90s? Every time we tried to turn around to do it, it was, oh, well, it's a pollution, the environment, all this environment stuff. It's like, okay, what about now? I mean, we just wanted to put on another 1,000 yellow cabs to add to the existing 13,000. And now they put on 40,000 and 50,000 additional cars. And apparently, there's no environmental impact study. Where's the EPA on this? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's corrupt.
It is.
In my opinion, it's corruption. That's okay. All it comes down to. Because it's not common sense.
All right, let's not keep repeating ourselves. I think we made a good point, a couple of good points. Okay, and I'm expecting you tonight, to bring up the apps on the doors on the Taxi Dave show. So that the whole city of New York and around the world, because it's streaming online, okay, people do listen, okay, you know, but at least the people in the city of New York who are listening to their radios, and I know Dave is the number one show on Sunday night, is that correct?
He's the number one talker on Sunday night.
Okay, let's the people of New York hear all this, okay? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we do have a couple of hundred listeners to our radio show, okay? I mean, it's growing all the time, okay? But we need more mileage, okay?
More face time.
Yeah, more space time. What'd you say? Space time?
I said face time, but airtime is good. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we're just working people. We don't really have the time.
Yeah.
To do talk shows and news shows and interviews.
Right.
Just listen. Just look at the numbers. Just look at the math that we're talking about. If we just sat down, and there's a couple of lawyers, one very good lawyer in particular. He had an excellent point with all this. He says, listen, you're not going to win any cases until you get these cases into federal court. So I think the lawsuit lawyers for the taxi business, finally that bell went off.
Yeah, well,
the local judges, I think they got too many golf games under their belt.
I know, but we do have the case in federal court, and it's dragging. It's dragging.
It's dragging.
Okay, there hasn't been any action on this case since last summer. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. And mm-hmm. and you know, I understand that letters have been written. Okay, but it's not for me to talk about this because I don't have all the facts. All right? And the case is still alive. Okay, they changed judges. Okay, this is the credit union case I'm referring to. Okay, but I'm waiting to see some action. All right, that's all I could say.
Yeah,
and we're all waiting to see some action.
And the other thing here is, what did they say, love me, hate me, let me know. I mean, it you have people here who are hamstrung trying to expand their business in a taxi business. And it's like, listen, Your Honor, could you do us a favor? Could you just tell us if we're in business or if we're not in business? Because you got to buy cars, you got to replace vehicles, you got to get drivers, you got to rent garages, you got to hire mechanics, you got to get office people, you have to make repairs, you have to go to inspections. Just let us know if we're in business or if we're out of business. Because if we're out of business, you know, at least we won't be wasting our time. But if we're in business, we'll start ramping up and doing things we have to do. Because right now, the plan from Cuomo, who doesn't even get any upstate votes apparently anymore, is to just flood New York City with unfingerprinted drivers who's going to be like driving all over the city, which is insane.
Yeah.
And it's just I see he runs the mass transit, the MTA. Cuomo is one of the big shots who runs the MTA. So I'm wondering if this all jumps to a failure of his leadership at the MTA, where he needs a bailout of just group ride Uber cars instead of subways and buses. So last thing in my rant on that, where is the Transit Workers Local 100? Where is the Transit Workers Union to say anything against Uber? They have a dog in the fight. Their union leadership should start talking about Uber cars taking away solid jobs from their members who drive buses, who drive trains, who are conductors. Where is the leadership from Transit Workers Local 100? Why are they silent? That's my little riff on that.
Okay. Mike, let's end the show, okay?
Let's go for another 3 hours.
No, let's end the show, okay? You know, I mean, I think we got a couple of good points across in the show, okay? And
I know it's a good show when I realize now I'm going to be pissed off for the rest of the day about the Uber situation and Cuomo and all these wackos. Well, so, job well done.
Well, we're all pissed off, okay?
Yeah, and unrightfully so.
Yeah, okay, folks. Today is February 19th, and you know, April 15th is soon approaching, and you better get your taxes done. And if you don't know mm-hmm. who's going to do your taxes, okay, may I suggest that you call Tony Tax. His number is 718-413-6126. You can see his ad on the front page of NYC Taxi News. He's a great accountant, and he's waiting for your call. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, if you're out there in Brooklyn and you want to lease a medallion and get a great deal, you can go over to King Brokerage. Okay? He's on, he's at 6814 Fifth Avenue. His number is 718-833-8110. Okay? And give him a call, okay? You can see his ad on the front page, NYC Taxi News. And you can see if you want a good fleet job, you know, there's a couple of fleets here. You know, I believe it's Ron's fleet, okay? You could click on the ad that says Experience FHV Drivers, and that'll take you to a very, very interesting website, okay? And what about Checker?
Checker, they're at the. They have a brand new, beautiful location. They have a hot coffee waiting for you and a donut, I believe, or a muffin. And their new location is on 38th Avenue in Long Island City, conveniently located to all forms of transportation. And you can get out right away. I mean, I know yesterday a cab driver was telling me he got out at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Which, if you're a cab driver, you can get out on a Saturday night at 3 or 3:30. I don't know what you're waiting for.
Whoa.
So they have early cars available, all shifts available. They have weekly shifts available. I have a weekly from them, and I'm very happy. And I suggest you get over there. Go to Checker. What's their phone number, Abe? You got them right on the screen.
Yeah, just 2 seconds here. It's 718-361-6300. Okay?
That's 718-361-6300.
Right.
For Checker Management. They're brand new location. You get out right away. They're looking for drivers. And ask them about their weekly deal. If you and a friend you get a partner, you can keep the cab, you can take it home. You don't have to go through, like, shape up every day. But if you're a part-timer, you can get an early car these days. I mean, they get guys getting out very early with the dispatching. So it's a good time to be a cabbie over a Checker, let me tell you.
Yeah, okay.
What else we got?
If you're in Brooklyn, you got NYC Taxi Group on McDonald Avenue, corner of Avenue West. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could, click on the link on the front page. It says taxi drivers needed in Brooklyn. Okay.
Yep.
And they say on their ad, okay, come in, name your price, leave with the car. Okay. So, I'm sure they have a reasonable minimum price that they will charge you. Okay. But, with an ad like that, I would check that out. Okay.
Doesn't hurt. All you got to do is make a phone call.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what some guys should do. They have the convenience of the third millennium, where you can just pick up a phone and call and find out information. And it never hurts to shop. If you're a cabbie, just go to the front page of our little website there and do some shopping, make some calls, and you can pretty much put yourself in business. And I'll tell you one thing, Abe. You and me are the champions of defending the small business owners of New York City, because that's what this is all about. So I'm sick and tired of the war on small businesses in New York City, and it goes not only for the cabbies, but for the restaurant people, the pizza guy, the deli guy, the horse carriage guy. All these people are getting hammered by bureaucrats who never worked a freaking day in their life, and I'm sick of it. So I want to thank you for slapping this website together. It's a godsend.
I slapped it together. Slap, slap, slap. Yeah. Right?
You B-slapped it together.
Okay, I just want you to know, when you look at this website, you're looking at thousands of hours of work on my part. Okay?
I know.
That I did voluntarily.
Right.
Okay?
And the least you can do, the least they can do is use a couple appetizers.
Yeah. Okay. So have a good week, folks, and Mike and I will be back next week, we hope. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
We'll be here, God willing.
Yeah, God willing, as they say. Okay? And by the way, while you're on the front page, there's this great historical photo, a link to that, that you might want to look at. Okay, it has nothing to do with, it's not an ad, it's nothing like that, just a photo that we received and we thought it was worth you watching. It's a beautiful young woman from the 1930s, okay, next to her grandfather's taxi, okay?
Oh, wow.
Have you seen that picture, Mike?
No, I'm glad you told me with 10 seconds left in the show. This way,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready, drummer, please? Let's see what this is. Beautiful young woman, you caught my full attention. Not full attention, but most of me. Okay, I got the website here.
And you see it says historical photo?
MTBot. Yeah.
You see it says, where? You see it says historical photo, 1940s taxi? Click here. Actually, it's 1930s. Okay, I got to change that. Right above the little taxi cab for the Mike and Abe show.
Oh, the little like cartoon thing.
Yeah, right above there. You see, it says historical photo.
Oh, historical photo. It's like just blends in there.
Yeah, just click on that.
Okay, and she's the beautiful woman.
Well, I think she's beautiful. Do you mind if she has some? Do you mind if she has some clothing on?
Well, she's got an ankle showing, so it might be affecting some of our...
Mike, this is a family show, okay?
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
so you better get that ankle, better cover up that ankle if it's a family show.
Yeah, right, okay.
But okay, who is it? Ann who? Ann Cavallo.
Yeah, she sent this in, okay, after riding in Muhammad's taxi. Okay, he gave her a card for NYC Taxi News, and she sent me this photo, and I thought this is so cool, you know?
Oh, okay.
All right?
Oh, there you go. Okay, so I take it back. She is a lovely young lady.
Yes.
She got a lot of luggage. That's what made me upset. I saw all that luggage. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, you know, she was going to the airport, you know? she was getting in the taxi then to the airport was $3. Probably.
Well, you know, the other thing is that she's getting in a taxi in 1937, which was the first year
right.
of the official taxi medallion. So
right.
That's like an official taxi medallion.
Right. And there it is. Something. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just hope she didn't leave her cell phone in one of those cabs. That would be a headache.
Well,
80 years ago.
80 years wow. ago. Right.
80 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. And that woman still takes taxis.
In spirit.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, speaking of spirit, I guess we'll see you all next week. Abe, it was a great show.
Okay.
And like I said, I think the fair thing for the city to do would be to refund the money from medallion sales to cabbies who got double-crossed. Give them triple the value back and throw some people who are conning cabbies in jail and maybe disbar them.
Well, in lieu of giving the money back, get rid of all of the illegal pickups in the city. Okay, and give us back our exclusivity. You know, give us what we paid for.
Right, give us back our contractual exclusivity.
Right.
And if you want competition, there's a lot of competition in September when you got 10 people running for mayor.
Right.
A lot of people are going to lose their jobs.
Right.
Thank
okay.
God.
All right, Mike, say goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll see you all next week.
Okay, and I'll see you next week, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Abe Show. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.